Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, here it is on Wednesday, the 24th of November. I love fours. Ladies, what's your favorite number? Jennifer, your favorite number is?
Seven, but I also like three and four. I want a trifecta on those ones.
Did you?
Nice.
And was that enough? It wasn't enough to retire on, obviously.
Obviously not. No, I think it was when I was a young child and my dad just let me pick the ponies, and I think it might have been $75, which was a lot for a kid.
Yeah. It is. It's great. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so Jennifer is here with all of her money. Victoria is here with her stash. And then there's Jay Kirshner. She's got a stash, too. And his name is Mac. We're all set to go here to celebrate the day in a manner of speaking, talking about the things that are going on, things that people are talking about, people that people are talking about, the events of the day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So are we satisfied that Daryl Brooks has been charged with five homicide counts? Is that... The way
It'll
this
be six because a child died,
yeah.
Actually.
That's right. Yeah.
So when he went into court, he was charged with six counts of intentional homicide, but I think that'll probably be amended. And I think there are going to be some lower charges as well. And yeah, I mean, when you have a rap sheet that's 14 miles long, I guess this is the culmination.
Mm. And when you've used your car as a weapon against your own baby mama, too, you know.
So tell that story. I haven't heard that one.
Well, one of his, as Jen said, he's got a long rap sheet. But one of his incidents is he got into some sort of a fight with the woman who is the mother of his child or one of his children. I don't know much more about him except that he tried to run her over with his car. So that seems to be
put him in jail. Yeah, he just did that as well. That was November 2nd.
Right.
And then he was arrested for, he punched her in the face with a closed fist and then ran her over with his car.
Good
and
guy.
Then he was
luckily
put in jail.
She's okay, which
how
is sort of
guy out in back to
well,
once again.
And this is the question. Well, like he did that and then he got put in jail and they put him down on $1,000 bail. So, yeah, of course,
this is like literally the only example
that
I know of someone having like bail help them in a way that most of the time people are stuck in jail because they can't pay their bail for something so minor like minor possession of marijuana. And then this guy who is like willingly doing harm to other people and he's out on $1,000 bail. I don't
this
even know
is
how
the guy,
that
this
happened.
This is like the new trend. So George Gascon in Los Angeles, Chesa Boudin in San Francisco, those are two Soros-backed district attorneys that are doing the same thing in Los Angeles.
What does it mean, Soros-backed?
George Soros backs these. Yeah, these. It's not a claim. It is true. I mean,
when he backs him, what does that mean?
George Gascon got $2.5 million to beat the incumbent Jackie Lacey in Los Angeles, who was set to win. But George Soros infused a ton of money into a DA campaign that changed the tide, and so people.
So how old
voted
is George Soros?
Like 1,000, I don't know.
Okay, but, well, I mean, how much longer does he continue to influence?
Doesn't matter. The point is that he has an ideology.
In the future. Yeah, no, I get that. Is there somebody who's going to take his money
okay,
and do
the
same thing when he croaks?
But you're right. The point is not about George Soros. The point is that this other district attorney in this area of Wisconsin, his name I think is Stephen Chisholm. I believe that's his name. The three of them, I mean, these are people who all received that funding. They all have the same ideology. I mean, I can't tell you. It is, and it already is. I mean, there's a recall that was formulating against Gascon that failed. They weren't able to get enough signatures going, but that was the organization. Chesa Boudin is going to be recalled, or at least there'll be a vote to recall him. That
so
was successful.
What's the end game getting these people?
I mean, they're letting
office?
Murderers out of prison.
I get that.
Here.
So what? But what's
so
the
crazy.
Why is Soros backing these people, and why do these people have the approach they do to law and order? Why?
Because
what's
I think
in
it's
it
about,
for them?
And, so what's the end game? I mean, all we can do is speculate, right? It's the people who have been part of this ideology. There's another city councilwoman who's in Denver, at the Denver City Council, who also receives this backing. And the plan is to infiltrate these lower offices. Forget throwing a ton of money into presidential races or into governor's races. Throw them into the smaller races where they can make a difference. And so the goal, at least this woman said, is that they want to completely transform the country. They don't believe that the system is working, so they want to burn it down and rebuild it.
It works wonderfully well with their philosophy.
Yeah, but the criminal justice system, and there are plenty of people on the right. I mean, I know we're talking about George Soros, but
that we
there
need
are
to
plenty
do
of people
more.
Who are infusing way too much money into elections that they have no business being involved in. And so that's just, unfortunately, that's just how the system works. And so, but the criminal justice system,
Citizens
for
United
sure,
for that.
Yeah, well, the criminal justice system, I think we can all agree, definitely needs some reforming. I mean, when you look at so many cases and how many people have been sitting on death row and they didn't do it, I mean, this goes back decades. There's
all
a lot
true,
of work that needs to be done.
But here's the overcorrection. I mean, this is, I think we agree on this. I mean, you know, there's so many inequities in the justice system. And there are always going to be some, but there are so many right now, and it's so glaringly obvious that that's happening all across the board. But the overcorrection is taking that fact and telling to people who are normal, smart-thinking people, we need to transform the system. They don't realize who they're voting for. And so then they hear transform, and we think, great, and they bring in George Gascon. And now you've got people whose sons literally were thrown off of cliffs by gang members who were in jail for 2 years and are now out. Like, what is that normal?
Okay, so then we have to, I'm still back at the why. Why is there? They want to change the system. We've overcorrected because there isn't enough. We've seen that. That seems to be the American way. The Black Lives Matter movement has overcorrected, as far as I'm concerned, gone too far.
In what way, though? You say that a lot, but I don't understand what that means.
I just think there's just too much infusion. People are not willing to accept the continuing focus on this at the expense of everything else that's in society that's going on. There's too much pressure to change things beyond where you take a little step of Americans. Well, people in general don't like change. And so the way to do it is to gradually invest the money and the opportunity and the time to equalize things and not to have it done like overnight. It's really, I say that all the time.
The thing is that Black Lives Matter has become a profitable business in which they play on people's emotions. And there are a lot of people in this country who believe
climate change
in some of the messages of Black Lives Matter that get used as pawns because they are making money and playing on people's emotions. And that's
happening on the right, too, with lots of fringe groups.
There's no question about that.
There's nobody.
But you see, this is what we do.
Instead of
pointing at the white right, we point at the left, and
My point though is no one seems to be striving for the middle, like for the happy medium. No one seems to be okay. Well,
nobody wants it,
but maybe not. Yeah, but that's
a bad thing. Is that nobody? And even just in our conversations, and I do it too, Victoria, you do it. As soon as we say one thing about something on our side, well, what about this side?
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay for us to talk about Black Lives Matter. It's okay for us to say we don't want groups on the extreme right. I think so much of what's happening is that we're playing the yeah, what about game. It's like, well, if this side does something, well,
sure, they counter it. Yeah. All right, so how about this?
I know I do that.
Yeah, the white supremacy, say it again, Doug, white supremacy thing. Here's this guy in Charlottesville, Virginia, Virginia, who was found liable in the Unite the Right rally back 4 years ago. His name is, there are three of them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
Richard
three
Spencer,
that were named, and I think there are more that are being charged, too.
Jason Kessler, Christopher Cantwell, some others who have been found liable for civil conspiracy. So that means that they have to pay. It doesn't mean they're going to jail. This
civil
is their
case.
Yeah, that means money is involved. Somebody's going to come up with $25 million bucks to give to
good
the
luck.
People, nine of them exactly. So that, you know, what do you do? LoJ was supposed to give $33 million to, what is the guy's name, the father? I never can remember
Ron
his name.
Goldman.
Goldman. And has Goldman gotten a penny out of him yet?
Well, at least O.J. seems like a likely candidate as someone who may have money like
yes.
that. I mean, I don't know much about these guys, but...
Well, you're going to see the same thing happen to the little worm. What's his name? Who got let off on Monday or last week, Friday. He's going to face civil counts.
No, he's not. His case is going to be defamation against the news media. It's going to be defamation potentially against Joe Biden, who was a candidate at that time, who called him a white supremacist, and there's no indication that he was.
No, there isn't. That's true. Yep. All right, anyway.
Well, so that a lot of that came from social media stuff, too, so I don't know.
Well,
but, you know, look, I mean, you can say it, but people have said plenty of incendiary things on the campaign trail and have not been held accountable for it, so I don't know.
I think the guy who's sitting, I mean, I understand that, but, like, I guess what's really frustrating is that just kind of and I'm really frustrated about this case particularly because there's been so much misinformation that has been put out there. I mean, completely a false set
That's
of
the
facts.
Justice system these days.
But it's not, I mean, it's the news media is what it
news
is.
Media
people on social media just taking
system.
One thing. And it's like when Joe Biden got off the plane on Friday after his colonoscopy and they asked him about the trial, he said, well, we trust the jury system. And then 2 hours later, they send out a statement about how disappointed they are about the outcome of the verdict. It's like, you said you did, and then he said he didn't even
watch
the
trial. But he's not doing it. It's somebody behind the scenes, like Susan Rice, that's coming up with stuff like that.
It has a name on it. And I don't know. I just...
How did the colonoscopy turn out? Negative?
I don't know. I don't think they said anything yet, but I'm sure it was probably fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good to have.
They found his head.
That's a reminder. That's a...
You know, I never would have been able to say that about Trump.
Sure you would have. That's my favorite colonoscopy joke about anybody. I'll insert anybody.
Doug's Facebook would have been blowing up. Fire her.
All right. It's 17 and change after the hour. Weight loss stories at Thanksgiving time. Do they seem like oxymoronic? What? We're going to eat and we're going to lose weight? Nah, that won't happen. I think I saw a stat that indicated people are going to eat 4,500 calories worth of food from now until, the start of next week on a daily basis.
That's just charcuterie.
Charcuterie? What's that? Charcuterie. What does that mean?
Cheese.
Oh, the cheese that you're going to eat.
Meat and cheese boards. Yeah,
right.
Cheese.
All right. So the secret to the success of your not having to be a kind of a blob in January is to get on the weight loss program, put it in your head, and then just get on Califor and figure out how it works, and you'll be fine. But you got to start someplace, and that's at toploss.com. So go to toploss.com, the website for Califor, the all-natural way to mostly keep weight off. It'll help you lose it, and then keep it off. 86% success rate. Can't argue with that. That's the secret. The secret to their success is people who stick with it. Stick with it. Start now, and you won't have that problem in January. It's toploss.com. Check out with the DJV code. Don't have to pay shipping. And you get the BOGO deal. That is buy one or buy three, buy eight, buy 10, buy 20. And you get equal number free without paying. That's without, yeah, free is without. You don't have to pay for it. How's that? That's it. Califrin, natural way to lose weight. Easy. What do you call it? Easy capeasy? Easy freezy?
Peasy.
Whatever. Easy. Very easy. That's toploss.com to lose the weight and keep it off.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now. Gonna paint it black. I always love this song. Maybe you want to have a little concert or not? Maybe not. We have other things to do. Like, speaking of contests, we got to talk about our Works giveaway and the big deal for the holiday season. You can be the winner. Listen to the details. It'll come up right after this from Jay.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
All right, so we've kicked off this week the Works giveaway, Jay. Can you bring us up to date on what we're doing? How are we doing on entries? Because they're hot stuff on our social media, right? This is
It's nice seeing what everyone is saying is their favorite holiday memory. That's what you have to do. Go to DJ V Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Tell us about your favorite holiday memory, and you have a chance to win a Works prize pack, which includes a Works Nitro 20-volt drill driver and impact driver combo, plus the Works
Great
Nitro
20-volt.
Yeah, oh, of course. The Nitro 20-volt 4.5-inch compact circular saw. You can get all the information on DJBShow.com, but it's a value of $350. That's the price.
Yay! Yep. All right. So good. A great new gift. But it's fun to do this sort of thing. Anyway, we'll be doing it for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And the winner announced on Friday. Miles and I will pour through all of the entries tomorrow, and we'll pick one. It'll be a good one. All right. Speaking of a good one, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 tune chart is...
T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift's quarter eighth Hot 100, and here is why we care so much. It is the re-recording of her well-known, beloved hit, All Too Well, except this is the 10-minute version.
Yeah. So and how long ago is this first recorded? How old is the song?
Oh, the first recording was, of course, I forget. So this is from her Red Taylor's...
Well, she was 22, so it was 10 years ago, right?
Oh, that's true, yeah. So... this is from her Red album, but Red Taylor's version, the re-recording, where now she owns her music. And what's such a big deal about this is the 10-minute, 13-second version of All Too Well is now considered the longest number one by runtime in the Hot 100's history, surpassing the long-held Don McLean's American Pie Parts 1 and 2.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
Seconds.
I wish somebody would re-record that.
So if DJs still existed...
Oh, Madonna did.
Yeah. Madonna
if
did
DJs
Bye Bye
still existed, Pie. This would become the new bathroom song.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's what American Pie was for when so real DJs existed and it wasn't programmed.
Well,
so
this was
this
in 72.
Yes, it is. I could shower.
This was...
Jen does a blowout and showers in that time.
The other song that was long, not quite that long, is MacArthur Park. Anybody remember that beside me? That was a bathroom break too for the jocks, and sometimes depending on how, you know, where you placed it, was it just before the news or just after the news? It could be a break for something else as well. So it's nice. I'm happy for Taylor Swift. I'm sure a lot of people are comparing the old version to the new version. A lot of people think these newer versions are better. 28 after the hour. This is the DJV Wednesday program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech stories. I'm Nick Miles. Subaru has announced pricing on the 2022 Crosstrek and Crosstrek Hybrid compact SUV models. Starting at $22,445, the Crosstrek offers an exceptional value and excellent capability. Priced at $33,645, the Crosstrek Hybrid is the most efficient of the versatile compact SUV. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Before leaving Washington on holiday, President Biden placed down his policies are the culprit for energy prices.
Our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight. It will make a difference. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
The president walked away from reporters again, not taking any questions. It should be noted the president terminated the Keystone Pipeline on day one, making the demand greater than America's supply. When Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was asked how much petroleum America uses per day, she did not know the answer. Daryl Brooks appeared in court Tuesday evening for a preliminary hearing on charges he intentionally killed five people by ramming his car into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday. Bail was set at $5 million. It should be noted, another child died from their injuries just before the court proceedings. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert tells Newsmax the price of energy going through the roof is a direct result of President Biden's policies.
It is very critical to this country, and John Dingell was an honorable, honest congressman, and he was not going to bring a carbon tax out of his committee. So what he said was that bill's not only a tax, it's a great big tax, and that's what Democrats and Biden have been trying to do. But you can't start an administration where you cancel a pipeline. You continue to work to cancel other pipelines. You make it harder to drill on federal land or cancel the ability to drill on federal land. Keep taking incremental steps towards shutting down the production of oil and gas and not expect it to affect the price. I mean, you know, one of my friends from college, he was in the oil and gas business. He said, who knew that would affect the price of oil? Being very sarcastic. But, of course, it affects the price of fuel. And one lady back in the Obama administration in East Texas said, you know, I'm scared with all they're doing to run up the price of energy that I'm going to be left in a home the way I started, with a wood-burning stove. And I said, I hate to tell you, but they're going to take your wood-burning stove, too. You're going to be worse off. And that's exactly where Biden's picked right up from the Obama administration and heading, and it's costing people severely.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. I recommended listening for people here and there, up and down, in and out, north and south, east and west. We're here at your service and on your side. It's Jennifer Horn, whose presence is always appreciated, as is Victoria Keelan's and Jay Kirshner, to set the record straight as to whatever is going on. So I'm going to there's a little caveat, but it's not. It's a mea culpa, I guess, right? As I look around, nose around over the last 2-3 days, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, if you really kind of dig into what the media establishment, that is the news media, the cable news media especially, I don't know, does anybody pay attention to the news on ABC, CBS, and NBC anymore?
Yes.
Or even,
I think that shapes people. Yeah, especially people who are casual watchers of the news who don't stick to cable news.
All
I think, you know, the nightly news becomes a part of people's routine.
So were they as guilty, the question could be asked, were they as guilty as the cable news people of the skewing this stuff about Kyle Rittenhouse?
The fact that they insinuated that this guy's victims were three black men is
Was that on, well, that's the reason I'm asking the
question.
That was
on every outlet.
NBC? Okay.
They let it stay. I mean, this is the stuff, is that they present it in this way, so much so that I watch the news all the time. I think you guys know. It's constantly going because I'm constantly prepping for radio shows. And I listen to all different sources. Before the Kyle Rittenhouse trial started, I'm like, oh, I better go through and refresh my memory about what this was all about. I could have sworn, if somebody would have said who were his victims, I would have told you three black men. They were not. They were three white men, by the way, all with rap sheets, who were screaming the N-word at Kyle Rittenhouse's face because I guess they thought he was sympathetic to the protesters because he was helping provide medical care to everybody who was out there. And there were rioters actually out there.
Okay, we've been through all this stuff.
I mean, they're the ones shouting the N-word. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy.
So it started with Morning Joe. And then it went to, there's a guy, and I never could pronounce his name. I used to be on the same radio network. It was a liberal radio network, and Zenk Yeager, is that how you pronounce it? Anybody know? Remember him, the Young Turks?
The Young Turks,
yeah.
Remembered.
Yeah, he was all over.
I don't think
over.
He's quite the important figure.
No, he's not. He never was.
Tried to run for Congress, though, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he wanted to be important. I think he's got a podcast now. Anyway, if you look at NPR and Associated Press and Esquire magazine, here it is, Joy Behar. She was on it big time. What a big blubbering. She's just a gas bag. Why anybody pays? See, the question I'm bringing up when I'm looking at all of this stuff is, why do people pay attention to these things? They just don't know any better? Or is it, you know, it's like, I don't know. I don't understand why it is, and this goes for both sides, the media, the news media has become so one-sided, and it has become, it's laughable. New York Times, Washington Post, Boston Globe, L.A. Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and I don't know whether the Chicago Tribune has gone down that road or not, but there's that bias. And people say, well, what about the New Hampshire union leader? Yeah, same thing. And people, but do people know that that's really what they're all about? And am I being sort of an elitist by suggesting that I know better than people who read these rags on both sides? You know, I say this every month. I read Newsmax, and I laugh at a lot of the stuff that's in there because it's so biased. And I read the Mother Jones and laugh because it's so biased. And then I read, it's pretty much always just online now, the thing from, now I've forgotten, the thing from, anyway, in the middle. And so
the funny thing is like, I don't take issue with MSNBC or Mother Jones or
Mother Jones.
Fox News or Newsmax because all of them admit to having a perspective. I have no issue with Rachel Maddow because Rachel Maddow is an opinion giver, and she knows that. Sean Hannity is an opinion giver. What I do take issue with is that CNN and a lot of the mainstream news outlets that we talk about, like you just mentioned, NBC, CBS, ABC News, and then the newspapers, probably even worse than that, is where people used to go for just the answers to questions who, what, when, where, and how and why. And when you look at headlines even, if you don't even read into the story in the LA Times or the New York Times, you already can sense a bias if you are an educated consumer of the news. And that, I think, is where the problem lies, because you have a lot of people who think they know, and if they aren't checking multiple outlets, and if they aren't doing their own research, and if they aren't listening to their own things, they're not able to make up their mind. I had someone on the air the other day that said, well, the news media should have been on the side of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Should have been on anybody's side.
Nobody wants that. I don't want the news media on anybody's side. I want the news media just answering questions that are important to people.
Here's how we take things and use words. Like, you see a magazine called Newsmax, and the unwashed would say, oh, okay, so this is Max, and this is going to be all the news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they, in this month's edition, they have the least patriotic states in America. That is according to their definition
right.
of what patriotism is. But people see that and they, oh, wow, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Nebraska,
headline.
Texas, all the most patriotic states. And then there's New Jersey and Massachusetts. And let's see, Ohio, California, you know what I'm saying, you get it.
But the thing is, at least like Newsmax and Mother Jones, you know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know where
do you really, though?
I don't know that devoted readers really think that it's unbiased. I don't know. I think some people really think they're getting real news. Yeah. I mean, I know people who believe that firmly, that all they watch is Newsmax, or all they watch is Fox News, or all they watch is MSNBC, and they feel like they're getting real news. And that's a big, big problem. If you're not diversifying,
it's not
your
a problem
sources,
for them. It doesn't seem to be a problem
for our
them.
Country. It's a problem for our country.
And the bias even goes further than just not answering who, what, when, where, how, and why. It's also in choosing what to print. I mean, I'm still like sitting in, like when you started the show with me and Victoria and Jay on Monday, Doug, and you sit down and you go, well, I guess there was something to that Hunter Biden story. I've been talking about Hunter Biden's laptop for what, a year and a half?
There really isn't. Yeah.
And
no.
Because yeah, there is. The New York
isn't.
Times.
No, there isn't.
But because he made $380 billion selling cobalt to the Chinese. I mean, this is...
He wasn't even on the board when they made the sale of that mine. There's so much misinformation about that.
Because the New York Times runs with it, then all of a sudden it becomes a story that we're all allowed to talk about. And that's a problem.
All right. Next, the United States is going to release $50 billion. Is that I think, is it $50 million or $50 billion? $50 million? I saw story that said, okay, 50 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserves. So what's going to be the impact of that? Look at the cost of gasoline as you travel this weekend. Excuse me. If you're driving, you're paying a buck more now than you did last year at the same time. And they always inflate the price during the holidays. Labor Day, up it goes, then it comes back down. Thanksgiving, up, up, up it goes, and then it comes back down again. Not until usually after Christmas and New Year's, but the... this deal that was here, it was I don't understand what happened after Obama sort of infused the idea, and then actually the oil. We were energy independent when Obama was president, and then
we
it went
actually,
where
we were,
it went.
The first time we were ever energy independent was in November of 2019. I think, I want to say.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we're in.
But California wasn't. California was the only state that was not energy independent because we have so many environmental regulations. But the thing that stinks about this, so I'm sure Biden was hoping that that would make oil prices, like the futures, go down. They actually spiked yesterday after this announcement. And this is something he could have done. I'm glad. In fact, I gave him props for doing it. I think he should have done it. Probably maybe sooner, but what's really going to have a long-term impact is not this. I mean, we already saw the futures markets go up significantly, which indicates that there's not going to be a break unless something changes over the next couple of days. But
well, you got to try stuff. I mean, isn't
it? He's got to stop. He's got to stop denying the leases on the drilling. He has got to stop with the shutting down of pipelines. A threat that more pipelines are going to
shut
down.
What they're going to shut down? They have given that to benefit, if that's what you want to call. They've given over. That was their handover to the people that supported them. They're not going to do that anymore because they can't. For this very reason, they cannot. They can't face the music that happens as a result of this stuff. And most of the time, the people that are making these decisions are extremists. People again, you know that I'm not a fan of Susan Rice's and that bunch that's in there. There really are many cases pulling the shots. And so they, out of the gate, they go whammo. I mean, Trump did it the first week or month in office. Everybody, when they come in, they get rid of the last guy's stuff and start on their own. And so here we are with this seesaw in terms of what the cost of a barrel of oil is. And it's, you know, what I never understood is that we sell our oil to other countries and then we buy oil from other countries.
Well, and that was kind of the point yesterday, is that the reserves should have been opened up to use in this country. And instead what happened is that the oil reserves were opened up yesterday and I believe they put them on the foreign markets for sale. So...
Well, they coordinated it with a bunch of other countries. Yeah. That was to do it all, because everybody, this is a global crunch. And so, and a lot of people are, you know, looking at OPEC to do more, and they're not. So it's,
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So a couple of items here that contain these these stories that have been floating around for a while. The fact that Brian Laundrie actually shot himself in the head. Anybody surprised? That was, what is that? That's the autopsy? Couldn't they look at him when they found him and see a hole in his head and figure
it out? Well, they don't say it right away.
They only found a piece of his skull, too. Remember, they found him, like, in pieces?
His body had been in water or in the swamp. And I don't. Did they say anything if, like, animals had gotten to him?
Yeah. I'm sure, because I guess he was pretty decomposed, and bodies don't decompose that quickly.
Right. Yeah, I was wondering what the timeline of it was, how long he was manhunted for. But was already gone.
It's about a month, wasn't it?
I think it basically seems like in all the places that they were looking, he was nowhere except in that one spot. And it sort of sounds like his family knew he was there all along, because that's when they decided to mysteriously take a walk on a random Wednesday, and then they called the FBI and said,
"Oh,
we're just
going to
go and look over here," and then poof, there he is. So
did he strangle, or was it proven that he did strangle?
Well,
Petito.
He's the only suspect. I mean, he's the only person of interest. So, and yes, I mean, we know she died by strangulation by the hand. So we know that. And I don't think a random person just came along. And if I don't know. If a random person came along and he didn't kill Gabby, why would he kill himself? I mean, he knew he was facing the music, so.
The fate of Kevin Strickland. The Missouri man spent 4 decades in prison for a triple murder that he did not commit. Walked out of prison a free man this week. He was on death row and he's going to be executed, right? And this guy is, I mean, what do you do? How do you, if he sues the state and gets a lot of money back, I suppose that's some.
No, unfortunately, he can't sue the state because he's in Missouri, and so they have a very strict policy against any compensation for wrongful conviction. So the Innocence Project, which has chapters all around the country, they've raised $56,000 for him so far, and people are just offering up donations. Which
like
is pretty—it's pretty egregious that you know you lose all these years of your life and you can't even sue the state. And when the prosecutor came out and said, "I can't even say anything more about this case because it's such a travesty of misjustice," like what? Like, and you can't even get any money to reacclimate into society. I don't know. It's just he maintained his innocence all along. He's had to register as a sex offender. I mean, there's like a whole long thing. It's just horrible.
Yep, it's pretty exasperating. All right, 48 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Tried Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema? It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks the D4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan and I and Jay are going to discuss how to update your Uber app on your iPhone. We're actually doing that behind the scenes. Very exciting stuff. I think that Victoria would admit this is probably more compelling than anything else we could talk about.
Definitely.
On the tech report today. Yes, right. However, at the behest of others who would like to know what's going on, the FBI is into something for the holiday season, and it doesn't look good, Victoria.
Well, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is CISA, that's C-I-S-A, that's the new agency that's been formed under the Biden administration to tackle exactly what it sounds like, cybersecurity and infrastructure security. And so they're working alongside the FBI, and they're urging public and private sector organizations to remain vigilant and bolster protections against ransomware and other cyber attacks during the holidays. So as we know, the holidays are a time where malicious actors, cyber actors, they call them, they love to target everyone from Amazon or, you know, major marketplaces all the way down to the individual person who's trying to just order holiday gifts online. And so malicious cyber actors take advantage of the holidays and long weekends to disrupt critical networks. And so ahead of Thanksgiving, both of these agencies are warning organizations to stay proactive, reducing vulnerability to cyber attacks. So essentially, they're reminding companies of their what they call best practices, which includes ensuring that IT security workers are available during weekends and holidays, implementing multi-factor authentication for administrative and other accounts, updating incident response and communication plans in case of an attack. And so essentially, this is they're giving these guidelines saying, you know, in the past, especially over a long weekend, where you've got sort of like, you know, the skeleton crew working mm-hmm. wherever, you know, you are, whether it's a local utility of your water plant or, you know, something larger like Amazon, they're really saying, you know, everyone needs to be fully staffed and fully aware, especially when holiday weekends happen, because that is just a very vulnerable time. And so CISA said, we're not currently aware of a specific threat, but we know that threat actors don't take holidays, and we're going to continue to provide timely and actionable information to help our industry and government partners to stay secure and resilient. The FBI said cyber criminals have historically viewed holidays as attractive times to strike, and we urge network defenders to prepare and remain alert over the upcoming holiday weekends. And of course, as we know, we're just getting into the holidays, so we've got a lot more ahead of us, and so organizations should report any cyber incidents to CISA or the FBI. And so the FBI Director Christopher Wray warned earlier this year that cyber threats are only increasing almost exponentially. I mean, it's such a rate that every company, regardless of how many employees you have, you need to protect your systems at all times.
Thanks a lot for adding to our holiday stress, Victoria.
Sure.
Golly gee. Yeah, you're welcome. All right. FCC is in the approval mode. We'll get to that after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Victoria, what's the FCC approving that's in everybody's best interest?
Well, they've approved the Verizon Wireless purchase of TracFone. It's a deal worth more than $6 billion, and it positions Verizon to become one of the largest prepaid service providers in the U.S.
So it's not in everybody's best interest.
Well, no, this is interesting, though. The FCC, as we know, under the Biden administration, is very much break up monopolies, antitrust stuff. And the reason that they approved this is because they said part of their reason would be requiring Verizon to make several consumer protection agreements with the FCC. So they basically said, all right, Verizon, we'll approve of this, but you've got to come up with a lot of stuff for us, especially the Lifeline subsidy program. Verizon has to commit to it for at least 7 years. That provides low-cost cell phones to people in need. Now, they also have free 5G devices that are going to go to Lifeline customers. And essentially, the FCC basically said, you can move forward with this, but we've got a lot of stipulations, and they had them make it.
Maybe that'll turn out not to be as bad as usually things are with Verizon. Have to wait and see. Okay, Victoria, thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.